This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, President Trump will sell gold cards. Listen to this, guys. President Trump will sell gold cards for $5 million in exchange for citizenship. Okay? Let's mull on that for a moment. The Oscars are this Sunday night. We'll tell you.
It's just one big ass Six Flags, not a rich ass Six Flags.
Hold it for this dude.
You get to pay and come ride all I ride, man. Get the hell out of here.
All right, we'll tell you also what.
One big ass Six Flags.
Come and enjoy the ride.
And come ride all I ride.
Fast pass.
We're also going to tell you what State Representative Jasmine Crockett would say to Elon Musk, given the chance. And we'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. Steve, come back.
Steve is down. Tommy.
I know. Tommy, we need you, CLO.
That's all it is,
Six
man.
Six Flags.
Big ass rock.
This circus.
This is a circus. Five men come ride on.
Steve is down, y'all.
We need the CLO coming up next.
He can't breathe.
We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, Steve. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Pull yourself together, man. This is from Tristan. You ready? This is from Tristan in Buffalo. Tristan writes, my wife is killing my sinuses. She takes baths full of scented bath bombs. She sprays body oils and puts on shea butter. She has a night perfume and a linen spray for our bed. I am dying with all of these scents. I'm like, what's wrong? How do I get her to ease up just a little bit?
Well, you know, bro, you might not want to mess with that. Your wife might have a problem you want to wear. So just
what?
Let her go on and do a... Just leave her alone, though. Women know how to do this type of stuff. Now, your wife could have a condition or something and that you don't know nothing about her.
What condition?
I don't know. I don't know. Because what I have learned not to do is you don't discuss female stuff with women. So I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they don't ever tell you. Because if a woman having a female thing, they'll just tell you it's female. And then that means shut up. Don't ask me.
She just likes beautiful scents. Yeah,
so she just can't be overdoing. She got to have a condition. She
right.
just
ain't it a limit though? Well, I'm just saying you gotta consider that. Now she might just like scents.
Yeah,
now, she might. You're right about she could just like scents and she overdoing it. But on the other hand, too, it might be something wrong. So you just got to find out.
Could be hiding.
No.
Could be.
No.
It could be.
No.
Shut up, Tommy.
We're not
Too many scents don't make sense. Okay.
And you're not making sense. All right. Moving on.
Okay. Let me give you a sensible answer. She might be overstimulating her senses a bit and not realizing how it affects you. And maybe her sense of smell is a bit deadened.
sensitive.
And yours is a little sensitive. Mm-hmm. So if you could just ask her to cut back a little bit.
Yeah, maybe the night perfume.
Her armpits could be gamey, and she's trying to cover it up. And y'all
took a bath with a bath bomb.
I had a partner that as soon as he bathed, he stank.
Onion. All right. Moving on to Kamaya in Atlanta. Kamaya writes, my son climbs trees and will sit there alone for hours. My husband wants him to be rough and tough like he was at his age. My husband grew up in the projects. Our son is not about that life. He's 8. Why is my husband worried about him? He sits in the tree for hours.
Well, he likes trees. Yeah. Your husband grew up in the hood and a whole lot of trees in the hood. I think the boy don't like y'all. So he just climb up in that tree and sit up there all damn day. At least they ain't up here. But now you got to allow your husband to be his father too, because sometimes you have to instill some stuff in your sons. Tommy got boys. I got boys. Sometimes you have to instill some stuff in them because they're very helpful tools as you grow up. So don't hamper the husband for trying to instill something because he going to need them. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or you can let that little boy grow up, just raise him up there, little soft ass sitting up in trees all damn day. Him and his wife get in argument, then he go outside, climb up in the damn tree. Now, I'm not speaking to you.
He can't get down.
That tree.
Yeah. A bunch of them get up there in that tree and can't get down.
All right, moving on. Moving on, all this crazy information. Sammy in Roanoke says, I'm dating a girl that said she's spiritual but not religious. She won't go to church with me, but she said if we're getting married, the wedding can be in a church. My bishop said it will not be in his church unless she does some counseling with him. She said I'm forcing my views on her. Is this a big red flag or not? Is this a big red flag or not?
Well, let me say this, dog. And if you marry somebody and you all don't share the same core beliefs, mm-hmm. There'll always be differences in people. But you want to have the same core beliefs. And if she don't share the same core beliefs, it's going to be a problem. Because all you have to understand is this. If it's a problem now, it will be a bigger problem then.
That's right.
Those are just facts. So I'm not saying you right or she right, all like that. I'm just saying y'all ain't on the same page with core beliefs. And faith is a core belief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That could be a big one. Very good.
That was to Sammy, you know. That was the last Sammy. Ain't that many more Sammy. That was to Sammy. Yeah.
What is his random thoughts?
I don't know. It's so ignorant this morning.
Ain't no more Sammys. Ain't no more Sammys.
Stop that. He's talking about stop
that. Sammy, Tommy, it's all the same. All right. Bella in Silver Spring. This is the last one, Steve. Bella in Silver Spring says, my mother-in-law had a credit card in my husband's name for 20 years and let it go into collections. He did not know until he applied for a loan to get veneers. I called and told her off. My husband is furious with me. His mama is raggedy and so is his mouth. Why does he always side with her regardless?
Wow.
Is your mama raggedy and
well,
so is your
I'm
mouth?
I'm going to tell you right now, you was wrong for calling his mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You was dead wrong for calling his mama.
Dead wrong.
Yeah.
And going off.
Do that. Yeah.
You don't really know what happened. Mm-hmm. With that credit card, you don't know. So you was wrong for that. But I don't know a lot of women. Women care about it. Your mouth. You know, hey, we all them teeth that be behind the other two.
Oh, they look like
the max you can have is one. That's the max. You can have one tooth that's offset.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you some stuff about teeth women don't tolerate. That corner tooth can't be missing. But when you smile, we can see right through your head.
Yeah.
That corner tooth.
How much
tooth
is that going around?
That one sharp tooth, that canine tooth, that one can't be missing.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, none of them front teeth can be missing.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG. Mm.